When the U.S. bought Alaska from the Russians in 1867, it may have been known as Seward's Folly, but conventional wisdom is that Alaska has proven that initial notion wrong, and that the state's great natural resource wealth has paid for the $7.2 million purchase price many times over. But Professor David Barker says folly may not be such a bad description, at least when you consider the pure economics of the transaction. Barker is an economics professor at the University of Iowa, and he has a new paper out called "Was the Alaska Purchase a Good Deal?" Barker says he assumed the answer would be yes when he started researching the paper as a fun way to teach his students about real estate.
A while back, I thought that the Alaska Purchase might be a good example to use in class of the best real estate deal ever in history. But the more I looked into it, the more I thought, well, maybe it wasn't such a good deal financially after all. So I spent some time looking up every appropriation ever made for Alaska and all of the tax revenue coming in, and did some financial calculations and found on just a purely financial basis, it doesn't seem to have been a good investment.
And how did you come to that conclusion that Alaska hasn't been worth the cost?
Right. Well, when I looked at tax revenue, and the idea was that a lot of the benefits of Alaska, trade and things like that, could have been obtained without the purchase. The only thing that really changed historically because the United States bought Alaska was that we were able to tax economic activity in Alaska. And so I calculated, just what's the return to the taxpayers? The taxpayers spent the money to buy Alaska, and on the enormous expenditures involved in governing Alaska over all those years. And then, received in return tax revenue, income tax revenue, money from land sales, royalties on minerals, and in particular on oil.
And so do you think the purchase would have penciled out at any price?
The price would have had to have been negative. So for it to work economically, the Russians would have had to pay us to take it. A few million dollars or so.
And what about non-economic reasons? Do you consider any of those for Alaska maybe have being a good deal?
Well, that's important. And I think that's one of the things that got me interested in the topic, is that if the purchase wasn't for economic reasons, if it didn't make sense economically, well, then maybe other reasons were the real reason for the purchase. Or if we have this idea that the Alaska Purchase was a good idea, well, then if it's not economics, it must be those other things, like the possible military value of the strategic location of Alaska. And I thought about that and talked about that some. I think that's a difficult question, but I think there's some reasons to think that the military value is maybe less than people often assume. Territorial acquisitions are always justified by military necessity. The United States always said that having Cuba when the United States controlled Cuba was a vital national importance. At one time, people thought that it was important that we control all of Canada, but we managed to, even though people thought they were strategic necessities, we've managed to get along without them.
Well, what about the scenery and wildlife here?
Well, that's all wonderful stuff, but they don't necessarily justify a purchase. I mean, if they did, then there are lots of other areas of the world that we ought to go out and try and take over or purchase.
And Mr. Barker, have you been to Alaska yourself?
I have not. It's the only state in the country I haven't been to.
And have you considered with this paper that you might not be the most popular person in Alaska?
Well, the results really don't reflect badly on Alaska. And like I said, if the economics didn't make sense, then it must be other qualities of Alaska, other things, maybe simple pride of ownership. Maybe people simply wanted to control Alaska because there's so many wonderful things about the state. So finding out that it's not economically beneficial, or for taxpayers anyway, I think highlights those other qualities. The story came out in an Alaska newspaper a few days ago, and it initially generated many hostile comments. And after about 150 or so, I jumped in and started defending myself. And very quickly, the tone of the conversation changed. And I got very thoughtful, very reasonable comments from people. Some of which, I think I'll use to help improve the research. So, I don't know. I hope it's not taken that way.
David Barker is an economics professor at the University of Iowa.